The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The death of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman from an overdose of heroin and prescription drugs was a reminder that heroin, which we used to think of as old school, is back.
Between 2006 and 2010, heroin overdose deaths increased by 45%.
That's 3,038 deaths. But an even worse statistic from Attorney General Eric Holder was that the number of people trying heroin has exploded to 669,000. That's a lot of desperate people, which means it may be time for desperate measures. Next, after this from Charlie. It's common these days for parents and teachers to carry EpiPens to save children from sudden allergic reactions to bee stings or peanuts or something else. And it turns out that since the 60s, there's also been a way to quickly reverse the effects of a heroin overdose. It's a drug called naloxone. It's carried by first responders. But Megan Ralston of the Drug Policy Alliance says paramedics aren't the only ones who need it these days.
In many cases, it's not police or paramedics who are the first people at the scene. It's the friends or the family member.
At least 17 states now allow naloxone to be distributed to the public, and similar bills are pending in other states. The idea being that if you have a friend with an addiction, it's probably a good idea to have some handy. Critics worry that it might actually give addicts a false sense of security. And ideally, Megan Ralston would like to see more addicts get treatment before their addiction gets that far.
We're not doing a good job of just even doing some basic education around drug use and drug safety.
But all of us have had the anti-drug message drilled into our heads since we were kids. If heroin users haven't gotten the message by now, there may be nothing else to do for them but be standing by with the antidote. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.